We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tune into the 7 o'clock episode of The Big Bang Theory on Fox 53 tonight and then answer the trivia question about the episode tomorrow with us. You could win a signed mini helmet by a current or former Steeler and then be entered to win the grand prize, black and gold prize pack, thanks to Total Sports Enterprises. We're outside of PNC Park on Federal Street. The Pirates are in first place, percentage points ahead of the Milwaukee Brewers, a better record than the Cubs and Cardinals, two teams that spent big this offseason to try to win. The Cardinals traded for Marcell Ozuna. They signed Greg Holland, the closer, the guy that led the league in saves last year right before first pitch.
The Pirates beat him, right?
Yep.
In a come-from-behind game. The team that surprises me, and how about the Dodgers?
Yeah.
How about
that? Well, they've gotten Kershaw's
hurt. I know Kershaw's hurt, but geez,
and the shortstop's out, too. Seager's done for the year. But still, there's no excuse for them to be
16-22. The money they've spent out there is just incredible.
So the Pirates are in first place, and the question is, when are fans going to start treating them and acting like the Pirates are in first place? 412-928-9370 is our telephone number. That's 412-928-9370. Here's Scooter on the fan. Hi, Scooter.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Or good morning. Hey, I've been excited about this team since day one. I've never gotten down on this team. I went through the 20-plus years. I'm 47 years old. I went through all the years after 92. But I think the difference comes down to just, are you a baseball fan or are you a bandwagon fan? I'm a baseball fan. I love this ball team. I love the way they play. I lived up in New England for a while. I was up there in 04, watched those Red Sox. And, you know, this team reminds me a little bit, even though they don't have a few of the big-name players like Poppy and Nomar and those guys, but it seems like they play loose, they have fun, they enjoy each other. And frankly, I think McCutchen and even maybe Gerrit Cole leaving that clubhouse might have helped this team. And Andrew, one thing I want to tell you is you do a great job on CBS Radio when you do the national broadcast, and have a great day.
Thank you, Scooter. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I don't know. See, the part about that call that I don't really understand is you can love baseball and still be a discerning customer. So if you don't want, and they're not a losing team, but if you don't want to watch a 90 loss team, does that make you a bandwagon fan? I don't think it does. You want to see a quality game. You don't want to invest 3 hours or spend a lot of time watching a team that's going nowhere. So if fans went into this season with that expectation of the Pirates, I would have fully understood that.
Absolutely.
It doesn't, to me, that doesn't make you any less of a baseball fan. If you looked at the team on paper in March and said they gave up a guy that won 19 games in 2015, they got rid of the face of their franchise, I'm not sure this team is going to be good. They're going to have to win me back.
But
that's fine.
I was just going to say that doesn't mean, though, you can't change your mind.
Right.
And they can win you back. And so far, they have done nothing but win you back to that degree. When you go 24-17, a quarter of the way through the season, that's doing their part to win you back. It may take longer for you. It might take half of a season. It might take three quarters of a season.
And
it might take till the trade deadline, Andrew, to see if you're in contention and the team does anything to help.
And Ron, I think that's one of the things that impresses me most about where they are in the standings is that so far they're getting killed on the Cole trade. I mean, if you grade it a quarter of the way through the season, they've lost that trade in a big way.
He's basically the Cy Young pitcher in the American League.
He's the best pitcher in the American League. Moran's been okay.
He's won a couple games for
them. He's delivered some big hits for them. Feliz has been decent. Musgrove hasn't pitched. So you've got, I know, younger guys, years of control, blah, blah, blah.
They keep treating him, make it sounds like he's next Sandy Koufax here.
Musgrove?
Yeah. I'm not sure Kingham isn't a better option. Now, is Kingham going to start on Saturday? Is that what I saw?
Yeah.
I want to see him again. Now, he had a bad outing in Double A the other night. I guess maybe sometimes it's hard when you have a taste of the big leagues and then all of a sudden you're down in Double A just to get a start in. It's tough to be ultra-focused. But I'm looking forward to seeing what he does again in his next start.
They've got to do the right thing with Musgrove, which when I say that, I mean don't feel like you have to justify the trade and force him, shoehorn him into the rotation because you had big expectations for the guy.
I think they've been taking their time with him, though. They're not rushing him back by any stretch.
His success in the major leagues, his best innings in the major leagues have come as a relief pitcher. And the numbers last year bear that out. Go find any website that will give you splits on a pitcher and look at what he did as a starter versus what he did as a reliever. They have an obvious need in their bullpen. That's one of the things about the Pirates right now that infuriates me, is that they did not sign a single major league free agent. And one place where they obviously could have used one is after Vasquez in that bullpen.
Well, I've seen they've taken Contos out of the eighth inning spot. He's been a pretty good pitcher throughout his career, but not so much this year.
He's not a setup man.
So now they're going to use him, you know, by a committee here, trying some way to get the ball to Vasquez, and then they'll take their chances if
Ron,
they can do that.
You know what they miss? They miss like a Nicasio, I think. They miss a guy like that who's not an all-star by any stretch.
They miss Tony Watson in his day and Melanson in his day. How about Watson, though? He's not nearly what he used to be.
I'm not going to say that they needed to go out and spend $25 million, which is maybe the going rate for a setup man now. But the next tier down, the Cardinals signed Bud Norris for $3 million. He's been excellent for them. Now he's their closer because Holland hasn't taken to the role. So that's what I think this team is missing. That's one of the things that makes me wonder about their start so far, how sustainable it is, how many outs can they count on their bullpen to get them. Tyone, to me, that's another reason why it's a surprise that they are where they are, is that they've gotten to first place without him really pitching well.
How about Nova? Nova's been worse.
But
Tyone was really dealing the other night when he had this finger problem. I'll be eager to see how he does today. I thought he was really looked good the other day, those three innings. That was McCutchen night, right, Friday night.
But if I would have said to you before
he's been disappointed.
If I would have said to you before the season started, Tyone at the quarter pole is going to have an ERA over four. He's going to have made eight starts, and only three of them would have been quality starts.
I'd be surprised.
You probably say,
But Nova, to me, has been even worse.
But you know what, though?
And Nova was considered, you know, I guess their ace, Tyone.
No.
Tyone 1A, 1B, you know, they both were considered guys that they were going to carry.
Yeah, I didn't have big expectations for Nova, though, just because of the way his second half of the season went.
Well, I think they thought he was going to bounce back.
But I've never looked at Nova as an ace pitcher, as a guy that is
Well, then you must have hated the money they gave him, even though it was a bargain for Stan. What did they give him, $27 million?
You know why I didn't? Because $13 million for a middle-of-the-rotation starting pitcher is the going rate
now.
It's
not much.
They paid the going rate. Tyone is supposed to pitch like a number one. He was the guy that when they traded Cole, people that liked that trade, at the time I was one of those people, said, that's okay, they've still got their ace. Tyone is going to rise to the occasion and fill that role nicely, and now that the cancer thing is behind him and he's free and in the clear health-wise, he's going to pitch well.
Trevor Williams would be that guy.
Not me. You liked him more than I did.
I liked him all along. I thought he really came on last year.
So they've got some guys that have definitely overachieved, and they've even got some guys like Josh Bell and Gregory Polanco to this point that haven't played well. And
we didn't mention yesterday.
Harrison hurt too.
I didn't see the lineup. Marte playing today,
no.
And Cervelli isn't either, right?
Yeah.
They both left the game yesterday. Marte's the one that scares me. Now, unless Cervelli broke a bone in his arm and there's been no indication of
that. He would have gotten today off anyways.
He'll be okay. I'm worried about Marte. Those obliques or whatever, side discomfort, don't be surprised if that ends up on a disabled list deal.
The Pirates in first place. Bob Nutting asked yesterday about the attendance problem and first said weather was to blame and said we're committed to winning and kind of, I think, wondered when the fans are going to get committed to this team. When are you going to start treating the Pirates like a first-place team, committing to them, your time, your energy, your money? 412-928-9370. We're live from PNC Park. Do you want to go on a summer vacation for free? Visit 937thefan.com to enter for your chance to win a trip for two, including airfare to the beautiful Melibrocco Village in Jamaica, courtesy of Vacation Express. Enter to win today. We'll be right back. It's Cook and Pony.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.